Bullock County Commissioners met for their bi-monthly meeting on Tuesday morning, March 21, 2023 in their temporary meeting location at the Honey Bowen Building. After a presentation by Alexis Knox and Dink Butler with Bullock County Public Works Commissioners voted to recognize Bullock County Public Works team members as Bullock County as first responders due to their involvement in emergency response situations and assistance provided to LA, fire and EMS. Dink Butler said this is wonderful recognition and will aid the department in efforts to provide critical assistance in times of disaster. Ted Wynn, public safety director, said he is excited to wholeheartedly endorse this action. Over my several decades, as a first responder and as public safety director, I have seen firsthand what public works have done during a disaster on the front end, through the disasters on the back end. They are critical to our success and rapid response in a disaster. It is often these team members are the first in with a disaster and the last out. The commissioners unanimously approved this designation. Consent agenda, all APPROVED 1, minutes approval. Tuesday, March 7, 2023, 5:30 p.m. 2, motion to approve bid from Shea Tractor for purchase of a compact excavator. Sealed bids were accepted for the purchase of a compact excavator for Recreation Parks and Grounds Division. The low bid received was from Shea Tractor in the amount of $48,500, bid tabulation attached. The compact excavator will be used to repair irrigation leaks, install drainage on athletic fields, and grading of numerous projects. 3. Approve LOA with 258th Air Traffic Control Squadron. The 258th Air Traffic Control Squadron wishes to install a temporary tower operations at Statesboro Bullock County Airport in order to perform live emergency response operations from June 8 to June 13, 2023. 4. Motion to approve the purchase of one truckload of polymer-coated and aluminized pipe from Cherokee Culvert Company, Inc. in the amount of $22,619.62. 5. Motion to accept proposal from Coca-Cola to provide beverages for resale at recreation concessions, athletics, splash in the borough and ag complex. A request for proposal was sent out to beverage vendors in February 2023. Coca-Cola was the only vendor to respond. Coca-Cola has been the beverage vendor for Mill Creek concessions since its opening in 1993. They have also provided beverages for splash in the borough and the agricultural complex since their openings. Coca-Cola has always provided excellent product and service. This proposal will allow us to continue to serve Coca-Cola products, and to receive $27,000 in monetary sponsorships during FY23 and FY24. We will also receive $1,000 of in-kind product donations for events. This is an increase of $2,300 from the previous proposal, as well as an increase in products for commission in our vending machines. Coca-Cola has also provided us with the opportunity to have customizable signage made to be placed at our facility at no additional cost to us. The agreement would be in effect for an initial term beginning April 7, 2023, and ending on April 6, 2024. After the initial term, the agreement may be renewed for up to two successive one-year periods. April 7, 2023 through April 6, 2026, including each renewal term, new BUSINESSAPPROVED 1, resolution approving certain agreements in the national opioid litigation as indicated by the attached letter from the Blazingame Law Firm. Several defendants in the national opioid litigation have reached settlements that the state of Georgia and local government entities have the option to join. Based on the recommendation in the attached letter, adoption of the attached resolution approving certain agreements and forms related to these settlements is recommended. Approved 2. Motion to approve the recognition of Public Works as first responders in Bullock County. We are requesting that Public Works be recognized in Bullock County as first responders due to their involvement in emergency response situations and assistance provided to LA, fire and EMS. Staff comments. Brad Deal, county engineer, provided the commissioners with an update on road paving projects in the county. Old Happy Road received a petition to pave Old Happy Road that has 60% of the property owners on the road support. Currently, the county policy requires 80% support to move forward with paving a road. Deal and his team are continuing to reach out to the remaining property owners. 2. Chop Road and Banks Creek Road, working on the design and surveys at this time. The next step is approval from U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for wetlands delineation and permitting. Moore Road, working on surveying and design. Lee Road, working on surveying and design. J.A. Hart Road, working on surveying and design. Antioch Church Road, recently received the right-of-way and relocating utilities now. Hightower, have a design completed and working to acquire right-of-way. Josh Smith Road, have a design completed and working to acquire right-of-way. Hood Road, paving is complete. Still have some cleanup and grassing to complete. Commission comments. Commissioner Kurt Deal, who also serves as vice chair of the Bullitt County Development Authority, gave the commissioners an update on the activity of the Development Authority over the past year. The authority has been successful in bringing four new industries that will create 1,407 new jobs and $897 million in capital investment. Aspen Aerogels is building a plant in the Bruce Yon Commerce Park, creating 250 jobs and a $325 million capital investment. June, Georgia, Agen is building in the Bruce Yon Commerce Park, creating 630 jobs and a $317 capital investment. Revalue is building in the Gateway Industrial Park, creating 71 jobs and a $50 million capital investment. Ecoplastics is building north of I-16 on Highway 301, creating 456 jobs and a $205 million capital investment. Executive session, personnel and potential litigation. After a lengthy executive session, the commissioners adjourned with no official action taken. Work session, budget. County Manager Tom Couch went over the expectations of the county budget retreat, which will take place on Wednesday, March 22 and Thursday, March 23 at the Bishop Building at Paulson Stadium. Click here to view the agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of the meeting.